And now this is a dictation for Anne, A-N-N-E, Cook, C-O-O-K, September 1136. Addresses a letter to Jean Beatty, J-E-A-N, Beatty, B as in boy, E-A-T-T-Y, P-A-C, 644-3724. Dear Mrs. Beatty, a follow-up Mrs. Cook, who has chronic kidney disease, hypertension, elevated peak systolic velocity of the left renal artery. Last visit October, comes with family member. No hospital visit. COVID few months back, no hospital admission. Chronic tremors of the head. 2+ edema bilateral, lower extremities. Incontinent of urine. Other extensive review, system negative, has not required any oxygen, has not checked blood pressure at home. On physical exam, blood pressure 140/62 left-sided, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, 2+ edema, no cellulitis, decreased hearing, normal speech, the tremor of this neck, no focal deficit. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the Norvas, HCTC, ARB, telmisartan, T as in today, ELMISARTAN. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. A few days ago, creatinine 1.5, GFR 34, stage 3B, normal electrolyte, acid-base nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 10.3. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, TKD, stage 3. Next number, blood pressure, presently well controlled in the office. Next number, anemia, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Next number, blood pressure, well controlled, tolerating ARB. Next number, elevated peak systolic velocity on the left kidney, which is the normal size, 10 centimeters, approaching 200 centimeters per second. Next paragraph, comments. I discuss with patient and family the findings of the renal arterial Doppler. This could indicate renal artery stenosis. At the same time, blood pressure today in the office is well controlled and kidney function is stable or improved, tolerating ARB among other blood pressure medicines. If any of these two situations change, we will take the chance and do an arteriogram for potential stenting. Notice that the predicted value of this peak systolic velocity is not 100%. There are a number of false positives. The gold standard will be an arteriogram to document not just an anatomical stricture, but a gradient between the aorta and the renal artery, which is considered significant, more than 20 millimeters of mercury. We will keep observation over time, come back in 6 months, all questions answered, end of dictation.